This is The Indicator from Planet Money on NPR.
Hey everyone, this is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia, and I'm joined for the very last time by Danielle Kurtzleben of the NPR Politics Desk.
Danielle. Hello. Not last forever, just like last of this stint.
2 week stint, yes. In which filling in for Stacey Vanek Smith. Yes. It's been such a delight having you here.
It's awesome being here.
There was that one moment last week I'll never forget when I referred to you as a policy nerd and you metaphorically smacked me, and I thought that was great.
I get sick of nerd being thrown around.
It is used quite loosely these days.
Totally.
You are an economic policy specialist. How about that?
I'll take it.
Okay, great. And so this is another policy Q&A episode where we take listener questions, Danielle answers them. So today on the show, a question about student loans, a question about taxes and whether or not they ever go up. And then there's a question about trade war and inflation, and I'm obsessed with this topic.
That's
so,
all you.
Yeah, so I'm just going to jump in and take that one if that's all right. And all that is coming up right after the break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from TransferWise, the revolutionary way to send money abroad. Join over 5 million people and businesses who save when they send money to over 70 countries. Test it out for free at transferwise.com/NPR or download the app. Support also comes from Google Domains. Google Domains helps make your business idea a reality with the tools and partners for building your website like a pro and premium security features included for free. Make it happen at domains.google/NPR.
Okay, policy Q&A, episode 2 with Danielle Kurtzleben. Let's do it. First question.
I have a question about student loans. What percentage of student loans are to people who have taken some school or some graduate school, but for whatever reason did not obtain their degree? So now they are paying back student loans, but have no degree for which they went to school. Is this an indicator that is known and available? Thanks from Rudy Mosier in Omaha, Nebraska.
Great question.
I love it. It's simple, and it also gets at something bigger that's really important. So let's get to the simple answer. Yes, this is an indicator that is known. I want to give credit where credit is due. I got this data that I'm going to talk about from Matt Chingos at the Urban Institute. That is a think tank in Washington, D.C. All right, so here is the data. Among people with some college but no degree, so this doesn't include graduate school like this person was talking about, but people who have a year or two or whatever of college, no degree. Households headed by those people make up 15% of households, but they have 8% of outstanding debt. So it's not like they have a disproportionately huge amount of debt. And similarly, the amount of that debt also isn't comparatively huge. The average amount of debt that those people in those households have is around $18,000. So still a fair chunk
of change.
Still
not nothing, but also
absolutely.
They don't have a degree, which is what gives you the ability to make a lot of money.
Right. And people with the degree, with a bachelor's degree, the average for those households is $31,000, just over $31,000. But here is what is really important. The NPR education team did some really great reporting on this summer. And one statistic they cite is that people who do not have a degree are 3 times more likely to default than people with a degree.
Wow.
Right.
They really struggle to pay off that debt then.
Absolutely. Because, as you just said, they don't have that degree, which means they're not getting a wage premium from having that degree, which is a big reason people go to college, which means they left college early. They didn't get the degree. They are working in whatever job that doesn't pay them as well as they might be paid if they did have that piece of paper.
It's an especially tough situation because you have the burden of that debt, but you don't have the expected payoff, the reward of taking on that debt, which is the ability to make more money throughout your lifetime.
Most definitely. Here's one more striking statistic. The median debt of people who do default on their loans is $8,900. That's around half of the median debt for all people. So, I mean, you don't have to have a crazy amount of debt. We hear in these student loan stories about people who take on six-figure debt. That is painful to pay off. It's a lot. I get it. But it also stresses that student debt, even at a relatively low level, can really be very painful for a lot of people.
Yeah. Great answer. Thanks, Danielle. Let's go to the next question. It comes from listener, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Justin Shenanakit.
When is the last time taxes actually went up? It seems like politicians have extended the Bush tax cuts as long as I can remember.
Danielle, taxes, do they go up too or just down?
So the short answer is yes, taxes do sometimes go up. There are a few different angles to look at this from. I'm not exactly sure which tax rate our listener is asking about, but for example, one that gets a lot of attention is the top marginal income tax rate. And yes, it is definitely way, way lower right now than it used to be. Right now, the top marginal income tax rate is 37%. So the last few dollars or the last many dollars that the richest people in America are paying, they're paying 37% on it. Now, that's down from a high of 94% in the mid-40s. So there was a big decline starting in the 50s and 60s. There were tax cuts during the Reagan years and so on. So, yeah, we are now at 37%.
The overall trend has been to go down.
Yes, there have been a few upticks over the years. You know, for example, Bill Clinton, he bumped tax rates. Under Obama, we got the Affordable Care Act, which brought higher taxes in various areas, including on some higher earners and also on some really expensive health insurance plans. So sometimes taxes do get bumped upwards. I just wouldn't expect the top rate to go back up to where it was in the mid-40s.
Okay, so the broad trend overall then, not just for the top marginal tax rate, but for the federal taxes that people pay in general, is that these taxes have been going down, but that sometimes specific taxes or specific tax rates do go up.
Right. And again, we are focusing on federal income taxes here.
Right. So state, local taxes, whole other thing.
Yes, sales taxes, all that.
Okay, great. Yeah. Next and final question.
Hello, my name is Mark Lanasa, and I live in Gaithersburg, Maryland. My question is whether tariffs are inflationary. If tariffs ultimately increase the price of goods, can they lead to inflation? Or do tariffs have other negative economic impacts that could offset potential price increases?
I have been wondering this, actually.
Yeah, so the answer to our listener's question is that yes, tariffs drive up inflation specifically on the goods that get tariffed. And that makes sense, right?
Right.
You have to pay more for the good because now there is a tax on that good. That's what tariffs are. They're taxes. The question of whether or not it drives down inflation for other goods is the really important one. And the answer to that question is yes, maybe. Here's what we can say. Inflation for goods without tariffs has gone down since the tariffs were put in place. And the tariffs on the other goods might be the reason why.
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, think about it this way. Because you have to spend more money on the goods that have the tariffs, it means that you have less money left over in your income to spend on all other goods that don't have the tariffs. So this could apply to individuals and it could apply to companies. Remember, companies also import a lot of goods that have tariffs on them. But overall, it means that prices of goods that don't have tariffs on them might not go up as much because fewer people are spending money on those goods than otherwise would be.
So if I am selling a non-tariffed good, I'm basically operating as if Americans have just a bunch less disposable income than normal, right? Because effectively, to me, they do.
That's exactly correct. And by the way, another thing to think about is that it's not just the tariffed goods from abroad that end up having their prices go up. Domestic goods that compete also have their prices go up.
Oh,
so
man.
Think about it this way. Let's say you want to buy an imported washing machine because you really love it, right? And now there's a tariff on washing machines and it costs more money. Well, domestic American makers of washing machines also can raise their prices because the competition is lower, because their competitors have also raised their prices.
Right.
So that means the cost of all washing machines ends up going higher.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks everybody for your great questions. Extra special thanks to the wonderful Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle, it's been a total pleasure.
Cardiff, it's awesome every single time I'm here.
Love it. Thanks for listening, everyone. The Indicator is a production of NPR.